Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Episode 43.
Remember the Alamo.
All right.
Final Four is in San Antonio.
Right. Auburn got to play Houston.
Yes.
And somebody plays, Auburn and Houston play first, and then we got, who else left?
Florida.
Florida and, oh, you're slipping my mind.
Come on, Duke. Coach. Come on, you can do it, Coach. You got it, Coach.
Brain fart.
Come on, Coach.
Either way, I think Auburn has a chance.
This could be their year. You never know. I mean, they played
pretty War good Eagle, all man. Year. They've been in contention probably the last, really, they've been in strong contention probably for the last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, yeah. So, you told me about a new segment.
Yeah.
Bible Mysteries.
Yes. So
can you kind of explain the new segment?
The new segment, and then I give an example.
Give us an example. Yes.
So there are a lot of things in the Bible. Religion is something else, man. It'll mess you up. It'll separate you from God. You really want to get to know God, not on a religious level. And I know that word is popular, religion. I'm not a fan of it. I like relationships, so over religion. So having said that, when you read the Bible, you got to understand it from a relationship perspective. If you look at it relational, you'll understand God more. Like, there's things in the Bible, like, there's things that we shy away from that the Bible actually mentions or acknowledges, but we treat it like an elephant in the room. Mm-hmm. For example, did you know that in the book of Leviticus,
Moses, which I'm reading now.
What you're reading now.
Because of you.
Around chapter 17, starting 18, 19, 20, you start reading up in there. Listen, the stuff that he has to tell them not to do. Like, for instance, he has to tell them in Leviticus, don't sleep with your mom. Don't sleep with your dad. Don't sleep with your sister. Don't sleep. Why? And I think we talked about this off air. Why would he have to tell them not to do this?
Because he sees them doing it.
Because they were. Mm-hmm. And we call that today incest.
Right.
We don't like to talk about it. We don't like to discuss it. We don't like to make it relational. But it's relational.
Right.
Now today, it's in the Bible.
Yes.
So there's things. So that's the Bible mysteries. There's things in the Bible that were going to make your jaw drop.
Give us another one.
Another one, for example. Did you know? I know which one you want me to give y'all. And I'm going to go ahead and give it to you. Sheesh. So he tells the one prophet, I think it's Ezekiel. He tells him, he said, listen, tell him I know that they laying around all day daydreaming about these men's emissions. And it's the size of the cranks. Mm-hmm. The Bible don't say crank, but I'm making it relational. But emissions, it does say emissions. And when you talk about emissions, that's when a man emits from ejaculation.
Right.
And you talk about the size of their testicles and all that. They lay around and imagine those things. God tell them. He said, I know y'all sitting around here thinking about that. But we, in church, we don't talk about sex.
No.
But the Bible.
But it's throughout all the Bible, though. Throughout.
So, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So one more before we move on.
Please.
Just and this, let me state this enough of a question. You eat apples.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You remember the first apple you ate? Maybe. Either way.
No.
Have you ever eaten an apple? You ever bit an apple? And you felt condemned?
No.
Felt like you stole it? Nothing like that? When you bit the apple, nothing changed. Right?
No.
Did God swoop down and hit you across the head because you bit the apple?
No.
Okay. Well, one, why do we depict it in the Bible as them biting the apple?
Well,
the Bible never says apple anywhere.
I followed up on that, and it does not.
And never
it
does.
Talks about the fruit
of the
womb.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Apples have never caused God to kick people out of the Eden.
Right.
Apples ain't never made me hide from God. I bit an apple, and they never made me do nothing wrong. Right.
So you don't want to talk. We don't want to address that.
Right.
I also, if you're thinking about describing that instance and you have children, I'm good. You have children.
You have to
use it as a illustration.
There you go.
You know, like Jesus used the
parable. Right. You have to parable it. Right.
So it's not in literal
terms.
So
it's palatable for the child.
Right.
But
he didn't literally eat an apple and sin was condemned.
But here's the thing.
Eve committed sin.
Because we're making it more palatable,
yeah.
We miss the truth and the essence of it, right. Which is more dangerous. Right. I'd rather you catch the honest truth than make you cry and make you a better person.
Sure.
Than for me to feed you something honey glazed and you die.
Right. Right.
Because of lack of knowledge. Mm-hmm. What the Bible said, my people perish for lack of knowledge.
But that cat is out the bag and illustrated and marketed.
So, but think about something, Coach.
You can never bring that back.
What took Samson down?
Delilah.
Okay.
And it's all throughout the Bible.
What happened with David?
Yeah.
Bathsheba.
Yeah.
Naked on the roof.
Mm-hmm. It's all throughout the Bible.
So we need to, and I'm glad we included this segment because we need, this opens the eyes because you perish for lack of knowledge.
Sure.
It's a trap. And if you don't know it, do you know there's a whole, this is a Proverb chapter that talks about the woman that lures a young green rookie guy, ignorant guy to the streets, lures him to a home. She's married. She said, come here. My husband going on a road trip. He won't be back for a while. He took a loan, took a bunch of money. It's in there. He took a bunch of money. He won't be back. So he comes. She said, I got the bed draped with roses and this lace to smell good. Yeah. I got the sheets, the fine linen, the silk. Come on here.
Yeah.
He'd come in there. They get down. She said, let's do it all night. They do it all night. It's in the Bible. They do it all night. But lo and behold, buddy come back. Her husband come back early. And the Bible says, an arrow pierces his heart. And her bedroom leads to hell. Ooh, sheesh. So, that's an entire proverb, dude. It's the chapter. And it warns of this seductress woman.
Yeah, yeah. And
she said, come here, I've been looking for you. It's in there, Coach. Yeah,
temptation.
We know what we're gonna do. Yeah. Next show, we're gonna have it pulled up.
Okay.
We're gonna actually go through. Can we do that?
Yeah, let's do that.
Yes.
Let's do that.
Give us our theme music.
Elizabeth.
Oh, no,
I'm
coming to join you, honey.
Oh, Lord.
Welcome to On and Off the Field Sports Podcast, and with a purpose, we got the On the Field Coach.
Rest assured, this is your boy, Coach Boston, a.k.a. Still in business since 1976.
You got the Yoda Man with Sanford and Son playing in the background since 1968. That's an inside joke. If y'all only knew, I literally have Symphony Son rolling. Do I not?
Yeah, I'm looking at Fred's roll right now.
Right now, right?
That's an ugly roll.
Fred had that old musty roll.
God, dog. With that wrinkly t-shirt around his neck.
Listen, dude. That's got to be probably the best 70s. Is that considered a 70s sitcom?
Well, even beyond that, it's part of black culture.
Right.
Yeah.
That's got to be the GOAT of sitcoms.
It's top two. You can't tell me.
Who else you putting it up there with? That's good. That's a good one.
You could say the Jeffersons.
I was thinking of Jeffersons and Good Times. So okay. So maybe. If you had to name your right quick,
those are the top three.
Okay, give me two more if you had two top five. Even if you had to come to the '90s or the '80s. Cosby Show. Okay, all right.
Cosby Show.
One more.
A Different World.
Oh, would you put A Different World over Martin?
Ooh. No.
Come on, Coach.
I forgot about Martin.
Martin top five.
Yeah, I forgot about Martin. I would have thought about it.
If you pick one from the 70s, the 80s, and the 90s, I think we could do a top five.
A decade one?
Yes.
Well, yeah, but those three in the 70s.
Sheesh. You can't run over Good Times.
And What's Happening?
Oh.
Man. Come on.
Listen, y'all. This is not even scripted. And it's all because we got Symphony Son rolling in the background. All right. All right, prayer segment.
Yeah. So this, right. Let's pray for the men and women competing in this weekend's Final Fours.
Pray that they stay healthy. I pray that the rules are safe and fair on both mm-hmm. sides. Mm-hmm. And definitely, again, I want to reiterate health.
Health, yes.
I really want to reiterate health.
Let's hope they shine and come out unscathed.
Yes.
Yeah, so
yes.
Go on.
Right.
Right.
You know, I was thinking about the point you made last show when you said, look at how the attention shifted back to the men in the NCAA since Caitlin have gone.
Right.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's the effect, bro.
Well, I still follow women's basketball, but it's not as much for everyone else as it is still for me. I'm still the same. Most, you know, other people who had the Caitlin Clark effect.
The popularity has died exactly. down, like you said.
Exactly. Yeah. But I still think they're bigger. Their sport is much bigger than it has been.
Shout out to them, though. Shout out to the Dub, man, the WNBA.
Facts.
Facts. All right.
Let's laugh.
Fast clown segment.
Let's laugh.
Why was Cinderella such a lousy football player?
Why?
Because her coach was a pumpkin. Never mind.
All right, let's see this. All right. What did Cinderella say when she got to the ball?
What? Oh my goodness. That was What did she say again? There's something about the clitoris.
Really?
I can't quite put my finger on it.
What do you call fake spaghetti?
What?
An impasta.
Ah, that was good. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Dishes.
Dishes who?
Dishes the police. We've got you surrounded.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Yeah.
Yahoo.
No thanks. I prefer Google.
That's good. Yeah, that's good. How does Moses make his coffee?
Oh.
He brews it. That was fire.
I thought you might like that.
My goodness. Listen, I don't give him a hand clap. Like, put some bias because of the Bible. Go ahead.
Did you hear they arrested the devil?
No.
They got him on possession.
That's a good one, too. I'm writing a book on reverse psychology. Don't buy it.
What did one DNA say to the other DNA?
What?
Do these genes make me look fat?
Wow, that's a good one. That's clever. Yeah. Why did the invisible man quit his job?
Why?
He couldn't see himself doing it.
How do chickens encourage the Dallas Cowboys?
They didn't escape, huh?
They egg them on.
Oh, wow. What do you call a hot girl at a Dallas Cowboys game?
What?
Oh, a visitor. Oh, my goodness, bro.
Why did the Mexican army only bring 5,000 soldiers to the Alamo?
Why?
They only had two vans.
What did Davy Crockett say when he looked over the Alamo wall and saw 5,000 Mexican soldiers?
What?
Who the hell ordered a new roof? Oh, my goodness. All right.
So they had this cab driver in Los Angeles and picked up a passenger. And the passenger was from Detroit.
Right.
And come to find out through conversation that the cab driver is also from Detroit.
Okay.
So they get to talking and reminiscing. And the passenger says, did you hear about the recent attack at the library? Said there was a huge gang fight between two known gangs in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Said the SWAT team was there. Said that all sorts of prostitutes and gang drug violence. It was terrible all around the library. And the driver's driving. He gets quiet. He kind of looks. And he says, "You got a library in Detroit?"
I knew it, dude. Oh man! All right, that was good. All he had on the paper, y'all, was Detroit Library. I didn't know what the story was going on there. All right, that was good. What if?
All right.
What if Jesus said, "Let's split the bill evenly"? Now look at the Last Supper painting at the expressions of the disciples.
What if, right at that moment that painting was taken, right?
Mm-hmm.
What if there was a check?
Right.
And Jesus says, "We're going to split the bill up." Mm-hmm. And then look at those expressions on the...
It would have been different.
Yeah. Your perception is going to be different.
What made you... What are you doing? No, seriously.
I mean, think about it. Look at them. They're going to be like...
It's going to be different.
Right. Right.
So listen, some of them might not even be in the picture because, you know, they're a ditch.
They're going to dip. They're going to dip. They're going to dip out on Jesus.
I can see Peter standing up cussing.
Right.
Because, you know, he was a cusser. He had a bad temper.
So he would have been like, "Man, I ain't ordered no wine."
Imagine what Judas would have did. He didn't want to betray Jesus.
Ooh.
That's a good... What made you do that? What if, dude? That's the best what if so far.
You think so?
Yep.
All right.
Since we've been doing the segment. All right.
Mary's Nerd Nugget Fun Facts.
I love this segment. Y'all know this is my favorite segment.
This is in theme with the Final Four. The term Final Four was coined in 1975.
Okay.
By an article saying that Marquette was one of the Final Four teams in the 1974 tournament.
Okay.
Since then, it's been synonymous with college basketball.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So you mentioned Marquette.
The article was written in Wisconsin.
I remember Marquette was dominant for a minute.
In the 70s.
That's it. Al McGuire. See which coach era
McGuire.
It was.
Al McGuire was a coach.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, what do you think about Auburn's coach?
I like him.
He didn't have the cleanest pass, but what was that, Tennessee, right? Got rid of him?
Yeah, but I wouldn't say
why
that.
Why did they get rid of him?
I think it was from violations.
Yeah, somebody. I wouldn't know what it was.
But I don't know specifically, but everything that people had crucified coaches on in the past is legal now.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So it's like you kind of have to have a, you know.
So that's kind of erased out, really.
Yeah, in my opinion. In my opinion.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I wanted to know what your opinion on him was.
Yeah, yeah. Tallulah. The term March Madness was originally used to describe the Illinois High School Basketball State Championships.
Mm-hmm.
Then Brent Musburger from Illinois began saying it on air in 1982.
I never did ask you who you... that's interesting. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Who you thinking winning all this year?
I'm going with Florida. Really?
Yeah, I like their point guard. He's
So who do you think difference. The better matchup is for Florida out of Auburn and Houston?
I mean, to be honest, all four teams, to me, it wouldn't surprise me if either one of them won. So I think this is the first Final Four that they seem to be very even.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think any team is going to pose a matchup problem for the other team.
You going to watch the games?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, first one come on at 5.
Yeah.
Auburn
yeah.
and Houston, right?
Yeah.
I'd be front and center for that one. Definitely.
All right. Things that make you go,
Mm-hmm.
Chewing gum while slicing an onion can prevent you from tearing.
I've heard that.
Really?
I have heard that fun fact before.
Okay.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Did you know?
Okay.
The 1979 championship game between Larry Bird's Indiana State Sycamores and Magic Johnson's Michigan State Spartans still holds the television record for viewership.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
That's hard right there, bro. Yeah. What's up, man? Y'all know what time it
all
is.
All right, like, you.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at me, follow.
You see, y'all. You're the time.
All right.
Talk to me.
Again, keeping in theme with the Final Four.
All right.
Yoda, who would you make a Final Four of the books of the Bible?
All right.
If you have four books you had to read that was only going to be in the
Final
Bible.
Final Four. Oh, that's fire. That's fire.
You can only keep four.
Genesis. And I'm going to tell you why.
I'm going to ask you why.
Genesis. Let me give you my four and I'm going to tell you why. Genesis, Isaiah, John, and Revelation. All four of them. Let me tell you.
Genesis,
Isaiah,
uh-huh.
John, and Revelation.
And Revelation. Now tell me why.
Genesis is because two reasons. One, that's the beginning, that's the origin.
Okay.
Without the origin, you have no understanding. The other reason I say Genesis is because of, did you know of all of the books of the Bible that the devil hates the most, he hates Genesis the most?
Why is that?
Because it talks about his demise. Mm.
Mm. Okay.
Yep, in Genesis 3.
Okay.
Predicts it. And he hates Revelation too. Watch this. So I picked Genesis because of that. I picked Isaiah because Isaiah is a mini Bible. It has 66 chapters in the Bible has 66 books.
Right.
So Isaiah is a mini Bible. So I got Isaiah, so I won't miss nothing.
Okay.
Talked about Jesus. Don't need to miss Jesus. He is all throughout Isaiah. Right. I picked John, that's the New Testament book, because John is the most intimate out of all the disciples. He was the most intimate disciple.
Right.
He was called the beloved disciple.
Right.
He was the one leaning on Jesus' chest. When it was at the Last Supper, you just brought up, and Jesus said, one of y'all are going to betray me.
So John said, you got me?
John was laying on his chest.
He said, you got me?
He was, and they had to ask John, say, ask him who going to be.
Mm.
So I picked John.
Okay.
That's why I picked John, because that's worship, too.
Okay.
And the book of Revelation, because that talks about, that's the end.
Okay.
It talks about the church, and it talks about the demise of the devil, and our newness, new heaven, new earth, new Jerusalem.
Okay.
So I picked those. That's the Final Four right there, bro.
Tallulah. Who would make a Final Four of people in the Bible?
All right. Moses.
Jesus,
I gotta pick Jesus. You know Jesus on there. He's a foregone conclusion. I'm trying to think.
He's
of the
number
other.
One seed.
Come on, bro. He's okay. The leader. Moses. I'm going in.
Who's the number one seed? Jesus. Who's number two seed?
Moses.
Number three.
Wait a minute. Paul.
Paul.
Uh huh.
And come fourth seed.
Apostle John.
And John.
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, bro. Yoda.
That had you thinking, didn't it?
Listen, I'm gonna let that music play just a little longer, bro.
That had you thinking, didn't it?
Yeah, bro. So that
had you. I looked at you. You were deep in
Yes.
Yeah. You were weighing it out.
Yes, because I love the word, right? Mm-hmm. So it's hard to say.
Right.
You know, like, right. First you ask me about the word, then you say the people. I'm like, golly. Mm-hmm. Like, dude, listen. Moses is somebody that I would have wanted to talk to. Like, if I could, because I think somebody put something on social media. If you could talk to some people in the Bible, who would it be? Moses would be one of them.
Sure.
Because this dude saw God face to
face. Intimately.
Yes. The Bible says, God even said it. He said, I speak to Moses face to face.
Right, right.
So when he went up
that's to, somebody you want to.
What?
Yeah. You want to put him on the podcast.
What? I need to
and really
tell me what you saw
right.
When you sat in front. Like, I'm sitting in front of you.
Yes.
If I'm Moses and you God, yeah. I'm sitting. What?
What? Right. Tell me. Tell. Oh, yeah.
What did he say? What did he look? Yeah. What did you see? What did you feel?
Right.
What happened?
Right.
Dude, just tell me. Another one, Paul the Apostle. Mm-hmm. He got caught up to the third heaven. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. He got caught up to the third heaven. God's abode. He said that he saw things that he was not even permitted. He can't even speak.
Mm.
He said he couldn't even write it.
Mm.
The stuff he saw, he wouldn't. He said, I couldn't even write what I saw.
So to be able to have that, yeah, I know.
What? That's crazy.
I mean,
bro.
But you could probably pick a top 20 of people that you would want to interview
could.
And talk to.
I could.
To narrow it down to four.
Right. That's more impactful. You know what I'm saying? Now you're talking about
heavyweights.
Some heat, bro.
Heavyweight.
You're talking
some
about hitter. Some heat, bro.
Yeah.
That was good, bro. Coach, that might have been the best.
Yoda?
And I like how you hit me with the Tallulah, boy. That's fire right there, Coach.
All right, serenity now.
That's why I told y'all he is the Ray Lewis of podcasting.
Research says anxiety and depression are the two leading mental health issues reported by collegiate and professional basketball players that they deal with.
Wow.
Anxiety and depression.
You know what? On a stage like that, you can get, you can have, what do you call it, performance anxiety?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to let people down.
I would probably say there's less anxiety on the court as it is the whole surrounding. Like, once the game starts, play, I think they get lost in that.
In the play.
But leading up to.
Right.
Like, what we talk about coming out of
right.
the tunnel. Some people,
wow.
the travel.
Even days before the game.
Yeah, the travel to the game, the lead up, the build up. The talking to people, you know, that's a lot of pressure for some people to deal with. And let's say you're a great basketball player, but ordinarily you're reserved and somewhat withdrawn or shy. Now you're thrust in the middle of the media spotlight because your, you know, team is
dwelling,
and you've got to be this totally different person. How do you handle that?
Right. Imagine
that's a lot of anxiety that would be built up.
Imagine leaving high school and coming straight to the NBA.
That's a whole
nother. Kobe Bryant.
That's a whole nother. Well, he was probably the most prepared. But all the ones that didn't.
But
you
still,
know,
though, he still had some pressure, though.
Yeah.
Kobe
yeah.
was 17, dude.
But he was prepared.
He was. Isn't that crazy? What was the difference with his preparation and LeBron's?
Well, I think they were both prepared, but in a different way.
Kobe was more mentally prepared.
Kobe was more mental, but because his dad and his upbringing in Italy.
Plus, he traveled too.
He grew up in Italy.
Right.
So his instincts and approach to things were different.
Right.
LeBron had a more edge to him because he had, you know, he came from that, and he was a freak of nature.
Right,
physically.
Right.
So you take the, I got to make it because I come from this grit.
Right.
With my physical ability.
Right.
I'm ready.
That's unstoppable.
Right. But you got many that's not ready for that.
Look at Ja Morant. He's
a great talent.
Yeah, but he's still doing gun
yeah.
gestures on the court.
But I mean,
did you see that?
You think, okay, what is his serenity now? He's dealing with something.
Right.
He deals with something.
Somebody
I mean,
said he
like,
comes from a small town.
Those
too.
Are outbursts.
Right.
You know.
Somebody said he comes from a really, really small town. They're like, you know,
in South Carolina.
They're not geared to. Used to that level of success, in a sense, I guess. Not trying to.
I mean, I get it.
I get it.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Look at your neighbor.
Look at your neighbor.
In 1997, Violet Palmer was the first African-American female to referee in a regular season NBA game. Do you remember that?
I do.
Really?
Yeah.
You remember who it was?
Not the game, but I remember her.
Wow. Violet Palmer.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to that. Yeah. That's monumental.
I do remember her.
Okay.
All right. Hell yeah or hell no. Auburn will bring Alabama its first national championship in college basketball.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
I'm saying it.
All right.
Hey, I told you, man. Bruce Pearl, I wanted to know what your opinion on Bruce Pearl was.
You know he was involved indirectly in that gambling deal with Henry Hill from Goodfellas.
Bruce Pearl was?
He was on the Boston College team that they were
You know,
games.
Bruce Pearl looked like he could be one of them Goodfellas.
Henry Hill, the
That's
star.
That's what I'm saying. I know. Yeah. Bruce Pearl looked like a good fella. First to 10 First segment. To 10. Final 4 men's predictions. We pretty much gave it. I hope.
I wouldn't be surprised if any team wins, but I'm going to say Florida because I like their point
guard. Auburn and Florida would be a good matchup.
Yeah, that would be a good matchup.
Wouldn't that be crazy?
Two SEC. The best conference.
Representing basketball.
Yeah. I can see it.
Has the pendulum swung?
Yes.
Swung, you know what I'm about to
yes.
ask.
Yes, it's SEC dominant now. Let me tell you why. Let me break it down to you.
Why?
During all those expansion years, the conferences, football, the major conference, SEC, Big Ten, ACC, Big 12, and Pac-12, they made expansions.
Okay.
SEC and Big Ten did it for football.
Okay.
They made deals primarily for football.
Okay.
Everyone else, you get on board, but everything is driven for football. That's mm-hmm. where they made their investments at. And so that is what caught on with the networks.
Okay.
Now.
All right.
So now the expansion is more, but now they've got more money for basketball.
Okay.
Now they've got more money for coaching.
Makes
top
sense.
Coaches. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Where the other conferences didn't invest, then they had to expand, you know, after the fact and, mm-hmm. and catch the last. Look at the ACC. They've got Stanford, Cal, and SMU.
Yeah.
Three teams that
wow.
would you really like beat the door down and have
right.
them? Hey, come.
No.
Why did you have them? Because
right.
because they were the only ones left.
Right, right.
Yep.
Right. So, wow. Okay. Yeah, right.
Black folks segment.
Folk.
Is basketball the unofficial black sport?
It's dominant. I wouldn't argue if somebody said that.
Okay.
So I'm cool with that. Right. Travel through your eyes.
Travel through your eyes.
The two sites of men's and women's Final Four, San Antonio, Texas, and Tampa Bay, Florida.
So
okay.
Men are in San Antonio okay. and the women are in Tampa Bay.
I've been to Tampa Bay.
I have to. I've been to both.
I haven't been to San Antonio.
Beautiful.
I stayed in Tampa Bay for 7 days. I stayed on Harbor Island.
You was right in the mix.
Where they had the Super Bowl get together. Yeah. We stayed on Harbor Island for 7 days.
They've got a, that's where they have those bars, all those
oh
bars.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
We hit all of them. They got the yachts lined up. We looked at the yachts, bars. We went to all the bars. We didn't have to go. We had the
you
room.
Know that's how I got to Mobile.
What? How?
I was in a meeting there and the guy offered me a position to come to Mobile. It was in his convention. Held in Tampa.
We was hitting that, man. We hit the bar. We hit all the
we
bars.
We hit all those spots.
It's right there. We had the room right there in the
I
hotel,
know,
dude.
I know. That's why I had to ask you. Yeah,
I look out the window.
You're right there.
And we got water, the slip where the yacht's coming in and out. We come downstairs.
We were right across and we had to ferried over.
That well, right. I know what you're talking about. Right. Hey, you can show a ferry over. We come downstairs. We spent. Right. And people was like,
yeah,
why they all ain't go nowhere else? You don't have to go nowhere. You got everything right there.
Right, right.
Food, drinks,
for the
entertainment.
Like if you're in Mobile, that's like living right on Dolphin Street. You're right in the mix.
You smack that.
In New Orleans,
let me tell
you're
right
on Bourbon Street.
Harbor Island. Harbor Island is the spot to be in Tampa Bay.
Right.
I don't care what nobody say. Now, we did go to further down in Florida. Well, I forget the name of it. They had a lot of museums there. St. Pete.
Right.
St. Pete, a couple miles down.
That's where the actual games are held at.
Right. So we saw the stadium, mm-hmm. saw the both baseball right. stadium. Yeah, saw all that, man. But I've never been to San Antonio. Now, I don't like Texas. It's too hot.
San Antonio's nice, though.
It's a different kind of heat.
But it's a lot of cover in the area where you would be in San Antonio. It's okay. A lot of, you know, coverage.
Okay.
So it's really nice.
Gotcha. All right.
All right. Third and short. All right. South Carolina, UConn. Who you got? That's the women's championship.
I'm going to go with South Carolina. You know we got to go. Come on. You know we got to rock with.
Okay. Hey, I'm going with the Gamecocks, too.
Yeah. We got, you know, we got to. Come on.
In our segment coming up, we're going to talk about the Gamecocks lineup.
All right. Random 3 a.m. Oh, boy. Here we go. Are oranges named orange because they're orange, or is orange called orange because oranges are orange? WTH.
Rick. Hey, watch it, buddy.
Oh, you hear something there, Rick. I got a couple of questions for you there, buddy.
You're a regular Phyllis Diller.
What are the lines of a barcode called?
They're called a barcode.
Incorrect, Rick. Bars.
What are they called?
Bars.
Bars.
Yep. All right there, Rick. What are the holes in Swiss cheese called?
What? Come on, bro.
Yeah, they got a name with the holes in Swiss cheese.
What are they
cheese.
Called?
Eyes. This is a good one. This is a good fun fact, too. What is a plastic tip on a shoelace called?
A latchet.
An aglet.
Aglet.
An aglet.
Okay.
And you hope you don't have this one. What is the rare condition where a male is born with two penises, also known as penile duplication?
Double dick. I got an answer, dude.
Incorrect, Rick.
What's it called?
Diphalia.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. All right. I don't know how to feel about this segment there, buddy. Red flag segment.
Red flags.
If you hear, watch it, sucker, you... you heathen.
You heathen?
You bean-eating bat hugger.
We my got body another. Was made by Mother Nature.
But face caught Father Time. What do you say?
Fred said, your face got caught up with Father Time.
That's a good one, man. Fred, we got another one coming on right now. Lamont driving that truck coming up. Dude, you ever pay attention to how tight his pants be?
Yeah, that was the 70s, though. That's what people wear. You know, tight pipe pants, bell bottoms.
Art segment.
All right. The art segment. Jesse Trevino was a prolific muralist and mosaic artist, is known for his photorealistic style and depictions of Chicano community, culture, and history, as well as San Antonio's Mexican heritage.
All right, man.
This has been the art segment.
Art segment. The Texas, listen, health is wealth segment. The Texas Method is a popular strength training program originating in Texas.
Have you ever heard that?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
That emphasizes a weekly linear progression model with a volume day, a light day, and an intensity day.
So it's 3 days a week. It's
interesting. The Texas Method was developed by powerlifters and strength coaches, is known for its effectiveness in building strength and muscle mass.
So when you do your reps, you increase volume. That's what linear. So like let's say you do 3 reps. So you do 3 reps of 100, and you do 3 reps of 120, 3 reps of 140.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So you
okay.
increase.
You progress at whatever rate
as you go.
Okay.
So gotcha. Wherever you start, you increase each day.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. On and off the field book club.
Oh, yeah. So this is our on and off the field book club. This is a book, again, by Mike Hunt. It's called... Mm-hmm. Mike Hunt Getting Stuff by Brad Goss.
All right, let's go.
All right, Mike Hunt Delivers Babies.
Mike Hunt Loves Eating Out.
Mike Hunt Loves a Good Scissor.
Without a doubt.
Mike Hunt Loves Getting Stuffed.
Mike Hunt Loves Cream Pies.
Mike Hunt Loves Says You're Welcome.
To Always Come Inside.
Mike Hunt Plays Drills.
Mike Hunt Is a Brazilian.
Mike Hunt Is Unique.
One in a Million.
Mike Hunt Trains Cocks.
Mike Hunt Wets the Bed.
Mike Hunt Can Get Crusty.
like an old loaf of bread.
Mike Hunt loves running trains.
Mike Hunt can get sad.
Mike Hunt always wears
good quality pads.
Mike Hunt hates periods.
Mike Hunt can get slammed.
But whatever you do,
don't call Mike Hunt a clam.
When you meet Mike Hunt,
just remember to say,
I see you, Mike Hunt.
And I'll see you next Tuesday. The end. I did. That was, we flow like that.
We flowing. Blue Bag Music
Let's
segment.
Let's go.
All right. This was 3:37 a.m. Mm-hmm. This was a song called Maria Tambien.
Okay.
And it's by the group Karangman?
Uh-huh.
How can that pronounce it? It's K-H-R-U-A-N-G-B-I-N. Karangman.
I can't pronounce that.
It's a good guitar.
Okay.
Yeah, check it out.
All right, I checked it out.
Yeah.
Two thumbs up. What'd I tell you?
Lioness.
What'd I say, dude?
Fire!
I told you. Did you start the second season?
Dude.
Did you start the second
season? Yes. Yeah, I'm on episode 5. Fire!
So let me ask you this. In your honest opinion, which season is better?
I don't want to make. I'm going to say yet because I'm halfway through. I'm only halfway through.
But the thing about it, see,
they're equal right now.
Okay,
they're equal to me right now.
You know what I like? How the transition when they started season 2, it was so smooth. They didn't break nothing. Like,
dude,
she is.
There's some military series that
I told
to
you,
me
bro.
Are unrealistic. They seem phony. They seem
this one
cosmetic.
Yes,
it seems Hollywood.
This one,
and then there are shows that you can get into.
This is one of them
you can get into. This is good.
We talked off
pet there. Peeve. It didn't stream for episode 8. My it wasn't streaming. Oh, I had to reboot it. Hello, come on.
If y'all have never watched Lioness. I put Coach on. I told you. It's lit.
Yeah,
so we talked off air, and I asked you this question, and we'll move on. And people that, if you're listening and you watch Lioness, this would be a good question for you, too. The men. Could you marry a woman like her? Could you be in a relationship with a woman like her?
You would have to have an understanding.
So the dude that's on there, is he a simp?
They have
kids. She treating him wrong, Coach.
Well, they have kids. That's a different scenario.
I know, but
they got kids.
But she disrespect him sometime, Coach.
Well, they have a different role. He's playing the quote unquote
stay at home
mom.
Right.
But he's a doctor, but he's taking care of the kids in the house.
Right.
She's out.
You think she taking for granted a little bit?
I don't think so, man. I think that's a tough job, you know what I mean? That's a tough job. It's not like she's...
The stuff that she did in season 1, how she had to maneuver and manipulate people to do stuff.
And she's doing it in this season 2. Doing
it, bro. Facts. That mug is good, bro.
Check it out.
All right,
pet peeves.
Uh-oh, you just talked about
when the illegal streaming service starts to buffer.
Wait a minute, what kind of streaming is it?
Illegal streaming.
Illegal?
Yeah.
It's illegal. Mm-hmm. So that's like the robber complaining to the police.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If it hadn't been for you meddling cops. And to Magnut. All right, let's get this old out of the way. After the storm clouds blow by and all the rain empties, I breathe.
Magnut.
Roadblocks, obstructions, barricades, barriers, distractions. I breathe.
Magnut.
Negative people, places, and things. I breathe.
Magnet.
An ode to
Magnet. And this is an ode to the ladies. You are a dance of lights and sound in my heart. I am lost in love with nothingness in you.
To my ladies.
With each breath, you draw me towards yourself. And I, in this love, dance towards you. Your love is an ocean of peace in which my soul flows towards you.
To my ladies.
You are beauty itself that in every breath you give me a life anew.
To my ladies.
And oh, to the ladies.
Words of the week.
Yeah.
You know, I like them. I'm a wordsmith. All right. How do you pronounce that? P-E-T-R-I-C-H-O-R. Petrichor.
Petrichor.
All right, Petrichor. Mm-hmm. It means to smell after rain. I like the smell before rain.
It is a unique smell before rain because you can tell it's coming. I love it. You can tell it's coming.
And the breeze that come with
it's
it.
It's a very cool, it's almost like a someone up top is like.
Yeah, and then the breeze that comes with it. And yeah, the smell, that's what I'm saying. The smell, right. Like, and then it's like, don't let it be like a dark, it's dark. Like, what is it about?
That's what blew my mind. See, we used to see that a lot in, up north. Down here, it was like, from a distance, you could see these black, ominous clouds coming.
All What's of a so sudden. Attractive about that? Why is that so attractive?
Just to see the formation
you
of the
You sit
movements.
Out on a porch. Right
I see,
before
I can
it
see
rains.
It out my window.
Yeah, yeah, but you enjoy it. You know what I mean? I
the transformation on the of nature.
That's something, man.
Yeah. All right, Tallulah. Right. Fastidious.
Okay.
Very attentive to and concerned about accuracy and detail. He chooses his words with fastidious care.
I like that. Fastidious.
Fastidious.
All right, get out of here, Dewey.
Get out of here, Dewey.
Voluminous. Of clothing or drapery, loose and ample, of a luminous purple cloak. I like that. I like all three of those words.
Kill the wabbit.
I'm hunting wabbits.
Wabbit.
Staphylochi is a group bacterium. Skin infections are the most common type.
Hence the word staph infection?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, big brother almighty. Pilferer, a person who steals things, especially those of small value or in small quantities, often from their place of work or from a place where they have access. A pilferer.
They pilfer that office closet in your job.
I think we're all pilferers.
Yeah, and we're all pilferers.
Pens,
staplers, notepads,
toilet tissue.
Yeah. What you talking about, Willis?
What you talking about, Willis?
Permafrost.
All right.
It's a thick subsurface layer of soil that remains frozen throughout the year, chiefly occurring in polar regions.
I've heard of that.
Yeah.
Hilly terrain underlain by...
Yeah, so it's usually just like under hilly terrain, under ice.
Quotes of the week. A man can be a crucial part of a team, but he cannot be a team on his own. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. That's fine. I like that.
Tallulah. Sometimes a player's greatest challenge is coming to grips with his role on the team. Scottie Pippen. He's still trying to come to grips.
Been hating Mike, bro.
Yeah.
Get out of here, Dewey. Do not let what you cannot do interfere with what you can do. John Wooden. That's good.
Kill the wabbit. You must expect great things of yourself before you can do them. Michael Jordan.
That's good. Yeah. Big brother almighty. Henceforth, we seek not good for fortune. We are ourselves good fortune. Walt Whitman.
That was
used by Phil Jackson to start playoffs.
So he would tape that in lockers at the start of the playoffs.
Okay.
Yeah, that was his big thing. We are the fortune.
Right.
It's up to us.
Phil Jackson, a goat.
Yep. What you talking about, Willis? The fears we don't face become our limits.
That's fire.
We don't face become our limits.
That's lit.
Yeah.
That's good. Lost in translation segment.
Okay. These are Japanese words.
Mayonnaise.
For mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise. Ketchupu.
For ketchup.
Mostardo is for mustard.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
That's your very spelling. Close.
Yeah, that is. That's close. I could speak a little
Japanese
there. Yeah. Mayonnaise.
It's a mostardo and it's hot dog. Hot dog water.
Ketchupu.
That's hot dog water.
All right.
Spelling bee.
Come on.
Okay. Trimethylaminuria. And this is when the body emits a fishy odor.
Trimethyl what?
Trimethylaminuria. Trimethylaminuria.
T-R-Y-M-E-T-H-O-L. Say it again.
Trimethylaminuria.
O-L-A-M-N-E-U-R-A.
You were somewhat close. It's T-R-I-M-E-T-Y-L-A-M-I-N-U.
That's what I messed up at.
Yeah.
I was close.
You were close. You were close.
Golly, I won a spelling bee in school, coach.
That means the body emits a fishy odor. Like, you could say Becky is a tri.
Oh, ilk Becky.
Ilk Becky, you tri mephtheria.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.
African proverb.
African proverb. You don't insult the mouth of the crocodile until you're crossing the river, while you're still crossing the river.
That's good.
Be cautious not to show disrespect to somebody who has power and influence while you're still vulnerable.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Chinese proverb. Okay. Chinese proverb.
Chinese proverb.
The journey of 1,000 miles begins with one stop.
Facts.
Facts. That is good.
Right.
Perception versus perspective.
Come on.
We do not see things as they are. We see them as we are.
Oh, that's good. Okay, final drive.
It is time for final drive.
Sports jabber. Here we go, y'all. Tongue twister says fast three times. Self-sustained scallop suddenly silly sort something.
What?
Self-sustained scallop sorting silly sort something.
Say it three times fast. Okay.
Self-sustained scallop sorting silly sort something. Self-sustained scallop sorting silly sort something. Self-sustained scallop sorting silly sort something.
Get out of here, dude.
I got it. Come on.
All right. So get the next. You got the next one.
Juju got the juju. I'm wearing them out.
You're wearing them out, coach. All right. The sex doctor.
Oh, boy. Come on. I'm glad you got it and not me.
The original sex doctor was Dr. Ernst Grafenberg. He was a German-born physician and scientist.
Mm-hmm.
He developed the first IUD, birth control device,
okay,
in Germany. He also studied the role of the woman's urethra in the orgasm. This is how, where they get the name G-spot.
Mm-hmm. I bet that study was fun for him.
Right?
Come here, let me study. I need some study.
Need some study.
And who you study with?
Who you study with?
You need patients.
Exhibits.
Yes, come here.
Yeah.
First of all, I need to find out you got to find your G-spot.
Got to find your G-spot.
This is going to take a little while. Right.
And we need to figure out how this works.
I'm going to do is
well,
just
that's a, what he did.
I'm going to respond for how I see you respond, young lady. Hey, you feel me? That had to be fun, bro. That had to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Happy Pimp Segment. Pimp Chronicle.
There's things you can say about your house, but not your partner.
Wait a minute. I'm gonna start this pimping off. Wow. The backyard is huge, baby.
Ooh.
That's pimping.
I'm going to have to hire somebody to trim that.
Yeah. I think I'm at the point of my life where I need something small.
Senor, is it okay to start in the back?
Is that a Mexican pimp? Jeez, a raccoon must have died up to now.
Oh, my goodness.
Uh-oh, we're going from...
Okay, Mr. Rack. I have hundreds of wheels, but I do not. Call me what I am. Call me a lot. What am I? Precious. I have hundreds of wheels. But move, I do not. Call me what I am. Call me a lot. What am I? My precious.
Thoughts?
Do you give up? Is that your answer?
Yes, I give up. That's how you do it.
A parking lot.
Oh my goodness. All right. Hey now.
Oh.
Boys, look in here. These will be the key South Carolina Gamecock women's basketball players to watch here in the Final Four.
We're going to start out with
Chloe Kitts at 6'2", junior forward.
What about Sanaya Fagan, a 6'3", senior forward?
So weird.
Sanaya.
Bree Hall, 6 feet, senior guards.
Wait a minute, we got to slow down. Go back on that one. Tahina. Pow pow.
Papaya. Well, I'm sure she's sweet.
She's sweet. Tahina sweet. Pow pow. 5'9" senior guard.
We got Raven Johnson. She sounds like she could play basketball.
Why you always give me the hard ones? You get that, the hard ones?
Malaysia
for Wally.
Ain't that Obama's daughter?
Palmer for Wally.
Ain't that Obama's daughter?
Obama.
Malaysia.
Malika. I don't know.
Edible eat for each segment. What would your pregame meal be if you were playing in the Final Four today? Salmon, baked potato, and broccoli.
I'm going to eat some spaghetti, meat sauce. Spaghetti. What? A little spaghetti. Not a lot of meat sauce.
Why are you eating spaghetti?
And salad. Pasta.
Oh, but that salmon, though.
But I don't want to eat fish and play basketball.
Oh, my goodness. Chew you some gum, Coach. Coming out of the tunnel.
Okay, coming out the tunnel.
All right.
The feeling of playing in the Final Four. Lit. What do you think they're feeling right now?
What we were just talking about.
Yeah,
it's going to cause anxiety. It's good, but it causes anxiety and stress, a level of stress.
Have you ever been to a Final Four before?
No, I haven't. I wouldn't mind going.
They're pretty cool.
Okay. I wouldn't mind going. Especially, man, with Auburn being there. That's going to be godly, bro.
Yeah.
Hopefully we win. War Eagle. Never have I ever said.
Never have I ever.
Watch it, sucker. Unelster.
For yes. So watch it, sucker, for yes. Yes,
and you old heathen for no.
Yeah.
All right?
Okay.
Never have I ever shaved my body hair into a random shape for a laugh. You old you heathen. Never have I ever eaten dog, cat, or cat food.
You old heathen.
Never have I ever flashed someone.
You old heathen.
You old heathen. I don't think I flashed nobody. Wait a minute, man. Wait a minute.
You might have to go back.
Watch it, sucker.
Coach, you got to watch it, sucker.
Yeah. Never have I ever belched the alphabet.
Watch it, sucker.
Never have I ever eaten what I knew was someone else's food.
Watch it, sucker.
Oh, watch it, sucker.
Mm-hmm.
Dang. Comics and cartoons.
So you think the Fantastic Four's Human Torch, what would happen if they fought the X-Men's Iceman? It's kind of the polar opposites.
They kind of actually, you know, it's funny that you asked that because they got into it once. Torch and Johnny.
Really?
Yeah. And it kind of ended in a draw in a sense.
Okay.
Yeah, at least for the movie.
Okay, gotcha.
But if you go real life, with their powers, we had to dissect that. Because that's multiverse type stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's good, though.
All right, Family Feud.
Would you rather a knife in your...
sorry.
Would you rather a knife in your back... Oh, you could have skipped this. Oh, my goodness, bruh. I don't even want to say that. That's why you skipped it. Family Feud segment! Come on. No, we're going to build an altar.
Get out of here, dude. Family Feud. Okay, which team's logo is shaped like a musical note?
Dog. New Orleans? No. Who is it?
It used to be New Orleans.
Ow, the Pelicans.
It used to be New Orleans. Jazz.
Oh. Yeah. All right.
Name an NBA team known for their rivalry with another team.
Oh, the Lakers.
Boston Lakers.
Shoot. Yeah, goodness.
Name an NBA team that has won the most NBA championships.
Lakers.
Is it Boston?
It's between them two.
Boston or LA. It's got to be one of those two. Right. Name an NBA team that has never won an NBA championship.
What? Washington Wizards?
They won. Well, they won with the when they were the Bullets. I guess it's got to count.
Portland.
Portland won in 76.
Okay, I can't.
You can't?
Sacramento?
Sacramento is one.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I get one of them.
Name a common basketball shoe brand.
Nike.
Yeah. Name a common basketball skill.
Bounce pass.
It's like, that was fourth. Name a common basketball injury.
ACL.
No. That was actually third on the list.
What was number one?
Ankle.
What?
Twist your ankle.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. All right, last one. Name a common basketball referee call.
Traveling.
Yeah, number one answer.
Bingo!
All right. Don't forget to like or follow us on your favorite podcast platforms. And, of course, our website at On and Off the Field with a DA.com.
All right. Listen, Coach.
Remember the Alamo. Good luck, Final Four teams. Enjoy the games.
This has been On and Off the Field Sports Podcasting with a Purpose. Got you off the field, Coach.
Rest assured, this is your boy, Coach Boston, a.k.a. Steel Nation since 1976.
And this is the Yoda Man since 1968 and beyond. Episode 43.
Watch it, sucker.
We out.
Peace.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com apply.